With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Air Connect Namibia and Air Botswana will launch new flights connecting Windhoek to Moon, Kasane and Gaborone, with the Gaborone service extending to Durban. Starting in October 2024, these routes will strengthen business and leisure travel between Namibia, Botswana and South Africa. The Namibia Airports Company facilitating these operations said the initiative will increase air access to Namibia. NAC spokesperson Dan Kamati.
From the 1st of November 2024, Air Botswana will commence the Maun Windhoek route 3 times a week on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday, while the Kasane Windhoek route also will start on the 1st of November 2024, 3 times a week on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. The Namibia Airports Company, together with all its local partners in the Air Connect Namibia project, are very excited about these new routes as they establish important links for business and leisure travelers and strengthen relations between the two neighboring countries.
The Southern African Development Community is holding its 44th Ordinary Summit in Harare, Zimbabwe. The annual summit, attended by heads of state and government from the 16 SADC member states, is the key policy-making event for the region, setting overall policy direction and managing the community's functions. He is the executive director in the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation, Pendananda.
We are discussing various issues concerning the well-being of the region, starting from the finances, of course. We are exiting the organ on politics, defense and security this year, where we, of course, have made a huge difference in peace around our region. So our concentration is on development. We want to touch the life of a small child working in the streets, be that of Katutura, of Mondesa, anywhere else in Namibia. And so our leaders are going to set the agenda for the year ahead in terms of how we should proceed to develop our region. It is one of the most progressive regions on the continent.
South Africa's Justice Department is refuting a report that the National Prosecuting Authority cannot access critical information relating to the state capture database. News 24 reports that this is due to a lack of maintenance by the ministry, which has affected the ability to fast-track cases relating to the alleged looting of the state. Investigative journalist and article writer Jeff Wicks explained his findings to Newsroom Africa.
Those claims are not my claims made out of thin air. That's on the record comment from the National Prosecuting Authority telling us that the custodian of that database, which is the Department of Justice, failed to adequately maintain it, and thus all accessibility to that online archive has been lost. And that, in essence, deals a death blow to any future state capture prosecutions that are to take place and severely hampers those that are currently before court. You know, we've seen the Department of Justice statement trying to refute the claims we make in our story, and frankly, it's not worth the paper that it's written. It's heavy on sophistry and it's very light on substance. In that statement, they don't deny that that database is currently inaccessible. And the fact here is that technical issues relating to maintenance mean that that database cannot be accessed.
And another round of ceasefire talks is underway in Doha amid soaring tensions in the Middle East. Hamas says it won't attend, accusing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of adding new conditions. Sarah Coates, who's in Tel Aviv, explains why few expect any sort of breakthrough.
Hamas will not be joining in on these talks, saying it won't negotiate just to negotiate, but it is willing to meet these mediators on the sidelines after this summit. Now, we do understand that the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has somewhat softened his stance, but there is this one large sticking point still, and that is the end to the war. Benjamin Netanyahu says he wants to resume fighting in the Gaza Strip even after this initial 6-week period of calm, and this is certainly something that we could not see Hamas really agreeing to. Now, at the same time, diplomatic efforts are in overdrive. The U.S. Top envoy for the Middle East, that is Amos Hochstein, he remains in the region. He's been holding high-level talks with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv and also with Lebanese officials in Beirut, really trying to calm tensions.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.